The biggest fraud in German history was said to be connected to a tech company named Wirecard. It had attracted many of the German elite as investors. A well-respected financier was the CEO of the company. The company was a financial technology company. He had everyone in all the political and elite social circles trusting him. That was until he announced over 2 billion euros were missing. This sort of has a way of dampening investor enthusiasm. It turned out many of the company records had been faked and the CEO disappeared. A reporter investigated the company and the events which followed and is said to have found out secret meetings were being conducted between the CEO and Russian agents. It turned out he had a house near the Russian embassy. What could have been the reason for this connection? We may never know. The biggest country in the world is Russia, which is 11% of the planet's total land area. The next four biggest are China at 6.3%, Canada at 6.1%, United States at 6.1%, and Brazil at 5.6%. The largest buildings in the world are listed two different ways. One is by total volume, and the other is by height. The biggest building in the world by volume is said to be in Everett, Washington. It is the Boeing plane factory. It is 572 million cubic feet. The second is in Austin, Texas. It is a Tesla factory which is known as Giga Texas. It is 338 million cubic feet. The third is the Jean Luc Lagardère plant in France. It is a plane factory and is 199 million cubic feet. The fourth is Aerium in Germany. It was built as an airship hangar and is 184 million cubic feet. The fifth is the Meyer Werft Dockhalter, which is a dry dock for building ships and is 167 million cubic feet. The five tallest buildings in the world are all in other countries. The tallest is Burj Khalifa in the United Arab Emirates and is 2,717 feet tall. The second is Merdeka 118, which is located in Malaysia and is 2,227 feet tall. The third is Shanghai Tower in Shanghai, China, and is 2,073 feet tall. The fourth is Abraj Al Bayt Clock Tower in Saudi Arabia and is 1,972 feet tall, and the fifth is Ping An International Finance Center in China, which is 1,966 feet tall. One World Trade Center is much shorter at 1,776 feet high, being almost 1,000 feet shorter than Burj Khalifa. The five biggest ships in the world are Everalot, which is 1,312 feet long, 202 feet wide. The Pioneering Spirit is 1,253 feet long and 407 feet wide. The Wonder of the Seas is 1,188 feet long and 215 feet wide. The Gerald Ford Aircraft Carrier is 1,106 feet long and 253 feet wide. And rounding out the list, the SSCV Slipnir is 721 feet long and 213 feet wide. The last ship is a crane ship. The five biggest planes in the world are Strato launch with a wingspan of 384 feet and a length of 240 feet. It was built to service the needs of the space industry. The famous Spruce Goose, built by Howard Hughes, is the second largest. It has a wingspan of 320 feet and is 219 feet long. It got its name because it is made of wood. Third is the Antonov An-225 MRA, which has been damaged in the Ukraine war. It has a wingspan of 290 feet and is 276 feet long. According to CNN, the Airbus A380 is number 4 and has a wingspan of 262 feet and a length of 239 feet. Last, but not least, is the Boeing 747-8 with a wingspan of 224 feet and a length of 250 feet. Here are some of the biggest vehicles in the world. The NASA crawler is used to move giant rockets to the launch pad. It has to move extremely slow as not to jostle its precious load. It is 131,000 feet long and 114,000 feet long. That is quite a vehicle. It was the largest self-powered land vehicle in the world. It is no longer, because the Bagger 288 bucket-wheeled excavator is bigger at 311 feet tall, 705 feet long and weighs 45,500 tons. I don't know why it is considered bigger than the crawler, but it is huge and can move 240,000 tons of coal in one day. The Caterpillar 797B is a truck, but not any truck. It is so huge it can carry 345 tons in its bed. The Caterpillar Bellows 75710 is also a monster truck which has a capacity of carrying 400 short tons in its bed and was built for a Russian mining company. Lastly, we have the Dodge Power Wagon. It is a giant pickup truck weighing over 50 tons and has an entire apartment built inside. It was a special commission for Sheikh Hamid and has 4 air-conditioned bedrooms, a living room, a bathroom and a tailgate terrace. It is the largest pickup truck ever produced. There are some huge homes and here are some of them. The biggest home is said to be Istana Ruleman Palace in Brunei. It has a total of 2.15 million square feet. A little more than the home you're living in right now, I bet. It is the home of the Sultan of Brunei. It has 1,788 rooms with an amazing 257 bathrooms and a 110-car garage, swimming pools and even a mosque. The second biggest is Antilia, in Mumbai, India. It is a 400,000-square-foot skyscraper. It is 27 stories high and cost more than $1 billion to build. Each floor is built from different materials and has a helipad on the roof. The third biggest home is right here in the USA. It is the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina and is 178,926 square feet, and resembles a castle-type abode. It is really not a private residence because it became a hotel in 1930, but is still on the list of homes. Number 4 is the Safra Mansion in São Paulo, Brazil. The mansion has 117,000 square feet. It has 130 rooms, pools inside and out. The property is surrounded by a wall and much information has been kept private concerning the home. Lastly and number 5 is Whittonhurst in London, England. It has 90,000 square feet. Interestingly, it is the second largest residence in London after Buckingham Palace. It has a sauna room, gym, movie theatre, massage parlour. It was sold to a Russian billionaire for $64 million.